Blog Talk Radio.
Oh man, what's wrong with these niggas, man? It's red light. I don't fucking thought they was going. They thought they was gonna count me out, man. Like I ain't a part of this shit. Like I ain't go hard for this shit. Like I ain't the god of this shit. Yeah, I said it. Man. I know these niggas hating, but I inspire these niggas on the low, man. I believe that shit. I inspire you, niggas. Surprise, motherfuckers. Open your eyes, motherfuckers. M.A., where you been? It's about time, motherfucker. I just been on my grind like a motherfucker. I apologize. Now I'm back on these beats doing homicide. I was chasing money trying to make my commas rise. And I had to put that joy back in my mama's eyes. Devil tried to bring me down, but I don't run, I rise. I bet if they was in my shoes, they probably run it high. They don't really want the truth, they rather run with lies. You damn right I'm touching money and I'm touching lives. I got the crown too. I'm a queen, I'm who they bow to. If they wanna bring the beef, I bring a cow too. It's Brooklyn, I run the town too. They hold me down, I hold them down too. A new year, so it's round two. I can't believe they tried to say I had a ghostwriter. That's like saying you drove a whip without no tires. That's like saying you had it lit without no fire. Moral of the story is they all liars. Funny guys, bummy guys. I know Flex gon' spin this about 20 times. I'm up now with my wife showing sunny side. Now all I see is carrots like a bunny's eyes. I'm in that Audi real low like a druggie's eyes. I'm still dwelling on the fact that I'm countrywide. Shout out to my VA niggas, to my country guys. 9 years I was raised on the countryside. Now I'm 25 getting checks, doing more, saying less. Working more, playing less, giving more, taking less. I just wish niggas was focused more, hating less. On the grind, waiting less, being real, faking less. You don't sound believable, they won't believe in you. That's why I really speak about what I really do. Yeah, I'm hot, but I keep it cool, humble shit. And I keep gorillas with me on some jungle shit. I carry Brooklyn on my shoulders on some duffel shit. This New York, we ain't supposed to do that mumble shit. No, we don't run, we run shit on some sun you shit. No, it may come in for they heads on some front you shit. I'm back focused, money ain't folding. Yeah, I took a break, but I ain't broken. They say I'm changing, I say I'm growing. And I say they all full of shit, like a colon. Full of shit. They talk about me like they past perfect. Like they present pretty, like they future flawless. Like this world ain't got drug addicts and alcoholics. Rapists, robbers, dealers, murder, extortion. Like me being gay is so fucking important. We all sinning, nigga, I don't give a fuck what you call it. Only man that can judge me is the man above. Too much hate, y'all need to open up a can of love. Why you mad, man? Somebody get that man a hug. Saying I'm a thief, somebody must have hand them drugs. They thought food was the only thing I had. They thought I ain't have something in the stash for. I see a crown, damn right, I'ma grab for it. Where I'm from, we just take it, we don't ask for it. On my way to success, I got a map for it. And for my dreams, yup, I'm still running laps for it. You can see it in my eyes, it's still hunger there. I'm still looking to the sky, cause my brother there. We're from stashing OZs in my underwear. 2016 being my fucking year. Now I'm back here another year. And I see more haters, but you look in their account and there's nothing there. Don't get mad, get money, get on your grizzly. I don't respond to you niggas because I'm busy. My eyes low cause I'm tipsy, sipping that Dom Pizzy. Had to chill on that Henny for my liver and kidneys. Hands still frizzy, loud still pissy. How much you get for a show? Between 40 and 60. Independent at my own label, at my own table. And I'm so grateful.
It's red light.
What don't break you, make you. So to them motherfuckers throwing stones, thank you.
It may bring them hoes out. Red life bring them poles out. Pull up to the club with a bottle on me. I'm already sipping. Got 5 voicemails, I just let the bread. And my bitch, she already tripping. Blue just rolled a blunt. She's like, bro, you good?
Yo, what's up here? This Threats. That's right. This Threats pimp. And I'm serious about mine. I'm so sincere.
What up, haters and lovers? I am one of your hosts, Sincere. Welcome to the Hate It or Love It show. Have a very great topic for y'all tonight. No guests. So definitely want to get y'all opinions, feedback, all of that. Just going to talk about some things and pretty much just going to, you know, vibe and just talk about some things. But I'm going to go ahead and bring her in, and then we'll go ahead and get into the show. So let me go ahead and give her some life on her intro. Hopefully it plays all the way through this time.
It's Brittany, bitch.
Okay, you got your whole intro that time.
Okay.
What's going on?
Not much. It is December. We have 29 days left until the new year approaches. I'm excited.
Okay.
2018 was a roller coaster, but in a good way. I think it was in a good way. A lot of great things, I think, has been coming our way. Yes. So I think 2018 was good to us. I think it was.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I've learned a lot. I've seen a lot. I've been through a lot. I'm just ready to apply all of this.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I hope all y'all celebrated World AIDS Day and got yourself checked. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm just saying. That's real relevant. Okay.
Okay. Yes, especially with the rise of, you know, different STDs, not just HIV, but things that can also lead to HIV if it's untreated and things like that. And then the way that people just view dating now is completely different. So you just have to make sure that you protect yourself in every way.
Okay.
Possible, not just, like, protecting your heart, but also protecting your physical health as well. So.
Okay, but that, you know, that's another talk for another day.
Okay, that's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Other than that, today we're gonna have an hour show. So y'all have a full 1 hour. My work schedule has changed, so I'm gonna have to be in the bed soon.
Okay.
But we're gonna talk about just making sure that you check on your strong friends. You got to check on the person that you call and dump all your shit on. Like, you got to check on the person that you call and don't even ask how they doing. You just automatically just text, girl, can I call you? Okay, call. Girl, let me tell you what didn't happen. You ain't ask them how they doing, what they did, where they at, nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You got to check on those people, too, because y'all dump a lot of shit on us sometimes.
Okay.
I feel like in a lot of my friendships, I'm the strong friend. I feel like I'm just the strong person. Like, even in my family, like, people, like, my family will tell me some shit to tell everybody else. Or they'd be like, go on there and see what it look like. See what they doing. Or like, what the fuck? Like, I can't. Well, people just call and dump they shit on me, and I be like, damn, this is a lie. Wait a minute. I already had a fucked up day, but you ain't asked me that.
Okay. You know, Okay. I feel like I am a human diary. I do. Like, but all this stuff my friends tell me, child, I could write a book. Okay? Okay? And every chapter will be a different damn chronicle. Okay? Like, but I don't mind it. But, you know, I can say that they do ask me how I am doing. I can say that for the most part, that, you know, in the midst of them telling me all this shit, all this shenanigans, at the end of the day, they still ask me how I am doing. And then, and even sometimes, you know, I mean, I've talked to friends and, you know, and it was always was just unexpected, you know, what they wanted to tell me about how they feel about me. And, you know, I realized that I do need that sometimes, even though I don't ask for it and I don't come off that I need it. Hearing things, or hearing, you know, uplifting words, I realize that it is something that I need, because you have done it, and when you did it, I really was like, wow. Like, you know, you did, child, y'all. Sincere had me crying on Thanksgiving, okay? she really did. She made me start crying. She really did, because it was so unexpected, and it was, you know, it's like, wow. And I appreciate that, and I was very grateful and thankful for those words. And it was just like, wow, like, you know, because I think sometimes, you know, when we're just going about, I don't think we realize how many people really do be watching.
Right.
Because I know that I'm like that. And I'm like, you've been paying attention to me? Because whatever I am doing, I'm not. Some people do things because they want the recognition, they want the clout, and it's just like, nah, I'm just doing this because it's what I feel in my heart I should be doing, and I don't give a damn who recognizes this, who don't. I did it for me, you know what I mean? So it's like, I don't know.
I mean, oh, one thing I forgot to do is, wait a minute, hold on, we got to tell the people how they can call us and stuff now.
Oh, yes.
Okay. So if you're listening from blogtalkradio.com, you can definitely chime into the conversation at any time by calling us at 949-209-2965. Again, that's 949-209-2965. Press 1 if you want to talk to us, so we'll know that you want to come on the line. And also, I see that we're still growing internationally, so shout out to everybody that listens to us internationally. Definitely want to make sure that we continue to show y'all love as well. But yeah, just to go back into the topic, sometimes you have to be appreciative of, in some way, for the people who, like, hold you down or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't just go around and be like, oh, this is my best friend, this is my friend, da, 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 da. And you want to introduce them to everybody, and you have all this stuff to say or whatever, but you never really, like, appreciate that person, just you and them, or you just saying, I'm doing this because you're you, or whatever. So
right.
A lot of times I think that people put a lot of stuff on people that they are close to, just because, you know, if you have, like, a calming spirit, or people feel like you're a good listener, or whatever, they remember those things. So they're like, all right, well, I know that she's a good listener, so let me call and say whatever. But a lot of times folks get so caught up in what they're talking about, the appreciation, or the let me stop and just ask, are you okay before I just dump all this on you type. You know, those things don't cross their mind, because at that time it's like, I need to get this out. And some people are more verbal communicators than they are with writing stuff down and, like, documenting or journaling or keeping a diary or whatever, whatever. So sometimes you just have to know the people that you're dealing with, and either you accept them for them and you know that they're grateful and they're appreciative without directly showing you, or you know, you say something. But a lot of times some people just do too much, and you have to kind of sit back and just be like, okay, well, this is the person that I'm dealing with. That's why I say a lot of times you just got to know who your friends are, what type of people that they are. Because some people didn't grow up in, you know, loving households that use terms of endearment or were affectionate or whatever the case may be. So you have to know, like, the people that you're dealing with, too, in a sense. And that goes for friends, too. That don't even just mean in, like, a relationship. You need to know who's around you in general.
Okay. I mean, you know, there's times where, you know, I'll be like, hold up, wait a minute. I haven't talked to this person in a while. What's going on? Let's find out what's going on with them. And then, you know, they're just like, oh, I been just going through this and that and everything else. And then it's like, well, damn, I mean, you know, I know, you know, you feel like you talk to me a lot about stuff, but that doesn't mean that, you know, you can't still call me. Thank you for trying to give me a break, but
right
in the same breath, it's like, my damn, this is what you've been trying to do. No wonder you've been MIA. Are you okay? Like, seriously, like, you know.
I think, and that takes a certain level of transparency too. Like, for you to be able to just like be able to say, I'm not okay. You know what I'm saying? That's very hard for some people. That is very hard for some people. So shout out to those people who can just say that and be okay. Because sometimes it's hard for me to be like, all right, look, I'm not okay right now. Like, for real.
Okay, because there's many times I had to keep asking you, are you okay? Because, nope, it ain't adding up. It's just not adding up. Or it's just like, I just know that you are at your point, and it's just like, I definitely be like, you okay? Because, you don't sound too hot. So you good? No. Okay,
shit,
nah.
I'll call and be like, look, I just need to vent, okay? need to vent, for real.
And that's fine. I feel you all the time, okay, what's going on? Okay, and I'd be like, no, I don't like this situation, and stuff, and I just be like, fuck him. And Sincere, you know, and some things, she's a little bit more, she's just like, no, Benny, I'm like, hell no, nope. And you just like, hey, I can't do it that way. I'm like, it's the fuck you can, it's easy.
That's why I would have had to have some coming to Jesus moments recently. We had to have some coming to Jesus moments. Sometimes it's going on.
Okay, because I just go for the gusto. Nope, fuck that. Nope, we ain't doing that. Nope. Mm-mm. I just don't got the tolerance no more. But yes, I think it is very important to check up on your friends that, you know, that you always think have it together. Because the baby, let me tell you something. Even the strongest has their moments. Okay. And I think that's the thing that people end up forgetting. Even the strongest have their moments. Because we're human.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's times where, you know, we just want to cry like everybody else and just be like, you know what, okay, I needed that. But it's like, I don't know what's this thing where people think, oh, well, you're strong. What does that actually mean?
I think that's their view of what a strong person looks like. Like a person who doesn't really get too emotional and a person who kind of just always kind of holds it together no matter what. It's just like, it's kind of like people look at you like a parental figure. Because, like, a lot of times you don't see your parents cry unless it's, like, something real serious. You know what I'm saying? So, for a person who kind of feels like they may be weaker, or not even just weaker, but a person who just doesn't feel like they're as strong as you or, like, the way that they view you, that's probably what it is. Because a lot of people tell me that all the time. They'd be like, oh, my God, I admire your strength. Da, da, da. And I'm like, if y'all only knew.
Okay. You
know. The days that I be having.
Okay. And, you know, it's like, okay. I take myself for instance. Just because I make things look easy doesn't mean that they are. I am the type of person that I just don't complain all the time, because at the end of the day, it's not going to do anything. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like, I have my moments, I have my days, and just because you don't hear me making all these woe is me posts and things of that nature, it does not mean that it is easy. It's not. It's really and truly not. Do I appreciate the fact that I'm strong? Of course I do. Because if had I not, I'd probably be in the corner, shrivel up in a million pieces, because I just don't know how to pick up my life. But it's like, okay, anybody can be strong. It's whether you choose to be or not. It's easy to be an enabler and to coddle the excuses.
Right.
Okay. It's easy to make excuses. It's easy to deflect. You know, anybody has the willpower. There is nobody in this world who doesn't have willpower. It's whether you choose to use it or not. That really is the thing. You know, there's people always be like, oh my gosh, I don't know if I could be able to do what you do. What makes you, why do you think that you wouldn't? I mean, yes, in the end of the day, it's different when you look in somebody else's shoes and you really ask yourself, can you walk a mile in them? But at the end of the day, what makes you think that you don't have it in you? I think people need to have a little bit more confidence in themselves and more trust in themselves.
Oh yeah,
that, you know, that they can overcome any type of obstacle that comes into their life. I really think that's the thing, you know. And it's just like, just because you have strong friends, what are you going to do when they're not able to be there for you? Then who do you rely on? If you can't rely on yourself, then I don't, you in the world of hurt.
Yeah. I really feel that, too. I feel like a lot of times, I feel like a lot of times people don't want to make difficult decisions. It's not that they don't know how to. They know what the decision is and what the best decision is. They just don't want to say it out loud or move forward with those actions to actually do the things they need to do. To be, you know, the better person, or to better themselves, or step out on faith, or whatever the case may be, or leave a relationship, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times people don't like to be the person that makes that decision. And I feel like that just comes with accountability. You know what I mean? Like, you gotta hold yourself accountable, even if it's just small shit, until you work up to big shit. Like, before you can get married, like, these are the things that you need to work on, or whatever the case may be. Like, every day, hold yourself accountable for one thing, whether it's eating something healthy or going for a 30-minute jog or whatever the case may be. Like, start with something small so that you get used to doing those things, and then eventually those things just come natural. So whatever those things are for whoever, you know what I'm saying, that's what they need to do. And I feel like when it comes down to accountability. A lot of times people be like, oh, remind me of this. I need somebody to be hold me accountable for that. What are you going to hold yourself accountable for? Like, where does that come in? You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
When are you going to say, okay, I need to do this. This is what I need to do. So I think that when it comes down to, you know, dumping your emotional shit or your other shit that you have going on a person that you admire or that you feel is strong or that you trust with your shit, a lot of times that's not really holding yourself accountable. It's more or less like you're just saying it just to say it, or you want them to make the decision for you. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of times you just have to, like, fall back or just look and see, like, well, damn, I have dumped a lot of this person. Whether it's somebody you were in a relationship or a best friend or family or a child or whatever the case may be. A lot of times people just dump their shit off on somebody else so that they can feel better about it. And then they just like, oh, I'll come back to it later. You can't just dump your shit off everywhere. Your emotional shit, like your physical shit, like you can't do people like that. That's fucked up. Because then an empathetic person like I am, because I'm also the strong person, but I'm very empathetic at the same time. Now that you've dumped your shit on me, now I'm stuck feeling the way that you was feeling while you were doing what you was doing.
See, when people tell me stuff, while we are in it and we are talking about it, I may feel some type of way, but I have learned that after that conversation, I have learned how to shut it off.
Mm-hmm.
Because if not, you will drive yourself crazy. It's like, yes, you feel bad, you feel they're hurt, but after I am done that conversation, I have to put it in a box. I have to put it where all their other stuff is. And when it's time for us to talk about it again, that's when I will bring it out. Because if not, it would become your burden, and it's not your burden. I really did to learn how to do that. And it's not that, you know, I don't love them. It's not that I do not care. But at the end of the day, you know, you can't let other people's energies affect you. Know.
See, that's what I'm trying to get to. It's like, I used to be very, 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 very sheltered and just shelled in, not even closed in, shelled in. And I didn't like to get emotionally attached to people. But the older that I got and the more that I started to realize how much of a relationship person that I am, and, like, I just like being in relationships or whatever, I noticed that was affecting, like, my connection with people that I was potentially trying to be with or people that I was with. So I had to figure out a comfortable place and a median for that person and for me to still feel comfortable to be together. So it was like once I started, like, getting more in touch with myself and speaking up for myself and being an advocate for myself and saying, hey, that's not right, or speaking up for other people around me, it, like, gradually got to the point where I am right now. I'm very outspoken, and I'm able to negotiate, and I'm able to have very adult conversations and very professional conversations and still get you two together. And I think that one time with me just opening myself up, that just opened the floodgates for so many things that I was holding myself back from.
Mm-hmm.
And I got more comfortable with being able to volunteer to do something in, like, a group situation or put myself out there for a promotion or whatever the case may be, where before I would just be, like, in the background and just, like, the last person to be like, okay, I'll do it, whatever. Knowing deep down inside I want to do that shit. But I had to get to a place of understanding my greatness and what that looked like.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes people just have to have that confidence in themselves. It goes back to that, to where you say, fuck what everybody else saying. I'm the shit. I'm going to do it. It is what it is. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of times we let other people kind of, like, talk us down or talk us out of who we see ourselves as because they feel uncomfortable. And we have to get out of that.
Oh, well, you know me. It'd be a cold day in hell if I let somebody else tell me. But you know something? That goes back to, you know, being in tune with yourself. And honestly, the only way you will really become in tune with yourself is if you are by yourself. Okay?
Mm.
People say something like, oh, you want to know why you stuck in the same place that you was 10 or 15 years ago, your mindset, because you know why? You don't know how to be by yourself. Everybody tries to sit here and make it seem like being single is like the be-all, end-all. No, it is not. You will be surprised how free you really are, and you find out who you are and what's changed about you, what you like, what you don't like, because it's always going to change is when you are by yourself.
Hmm.
And it's like jumping from person to person is not going to change anything. You are still going to do the toxic things that you do no matter who you are with. That's not going to help improve you. That's not going to help make your issues go away because they'll always be there. I just don't understand why is it so hard for people to love themselves enough to nurture themselves, to love on themselves, to make themselves happy, to make themselves independent. Because at the end of the day, you also help mold who you are going to be. You. And at the end of the day, yes, do I believe that other people who be in your life will mold you because of whatever experience they put on you? Yes, that can make an impact on you. But it's whether or not you change those type of impacts. If they are not what you were expecting, you're the only person that could change those impacts. Just because other people put you through those type of endeavors does not mean that's who you will be. You know, there's so many people that sit there and be like, oh, well, they broke me, all this and that, and everything else. Okay, that's understandable. Everybody's been broken, but what are you doing to put the pieces back for yourself? You're always relying on strong people to put you back together. When are you going to love yourself enough to put yourself back together?
Okay.
Because just because a person may put you back together, there are still going to be cracks. There are still going to be pieces because you know why? You have yet to complete your transition from being broken to mended. I just don't understand.
And a lot of times it's like people will be looking for, like they were looking for the fantasy of a person, of this person that they've painted that for their soulmate. You know what I'm saying? So it's like realistically when those things happen or that person appears or whatever happens in those situations, you have to realize that they're going to come with other things too. Some things that you probably may not have thought of or imagined. Because a lot of times you think that you've met your soulmate in the beginning, but that was their representative.
Mm-hmm.
So then later on, as you get to know them, and then you're talking to your friends, and it's, well, I don't know who this person is. It wasn't like this in the beginning, and da-da-da-da. But what did you really know about them? Like, what questions were you asking? Like, what were you doing as far as, like, to get to know them? Truly. Because
you know
in
what?
Some cases, it takes 6 months to really get to know somebody sometimes. That's enough time to really, like, see them, and they're good, they're bad, they're whatever. You know what I'm saying? That's a half a year. So at that point, y'all could have experienced some things, or at least went through one thing, or had at least, like, one argument or whatever to know that, you know, this is something that I can deal with or I can't deal with. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's going to be perfect. There's no perfect person walking this earth at all. So you have the right to say, these things I can deal with, but these things, I don't know. I don't think I can deal with this. You know what I'm saying? You have that right. But when you're making that list of things, or when you're experiencing those things, you have to sit back and you have to also be real with yourself to say, okay, me accepting this comes along with what? You know what I'm saying? And you have to really put yourself in a situation that's healthy as well, because you can't just put it all on the other person, because you have to be your advocate as well.
Okay. I feel like within, like, 6 months, I feel like you only peeled a very thin layer of who that person is. Like, because me personally, I feel like it takes years to get to know someone. Because everything about that person, it's not going to come up. There are people have triggers, you know what I mean? And every situation, you know, you'd be surprised over the months and years what you really learned about a person, because there's going to be situations, there's going to be things that happen, and at the end of the day, you will find out something new about that person. I'm just the type of person where, you know, I don't believe in rushing, and I would say that. Have I made the mistake of rushing when I'm not the type of person to rush? Yes, definitely. Definitely done it. Bitch, never again. But, you know, it's like it comes a point in time where you can't always do things to please other people, you know, and if it's two people and it's a mutual thing that they want to see, y'all both want to see where things are going to go, what's the point of rushing? Okay? Because at the end of the day, you claiming them, I hate to say it, but that's not going to guarantee they're going to stay if that's not what they want to do. I think that's the thing, that people rush into things, and it's like, I'm like, oh, well, you're mine now. Okay, but just because they're yours now doesn't mean they're going to be yours tomorrow if that's what that person chooses to do. You know, at the end of the day, we will want people, you know, to have the longevity, but you can't force a person to do something if that's not what they want to do at the end of the day. You know,
yeah, definitely. Even like when people like in the fairy tale phase where everything is great and everything they did was cute and all that other shit, like people tend to rush in that phase because it's like everything just feels so good and it's like euphoric and it's new and you just want it all the time and all of that. Like you have to be very careful with those type of situations too, because like, you're so focused on everything being great and awesome or whatever, and then the first argument is like the end of the fucking world. It's like mad crazy because everything else has just been amazing and y'all in love and all of that. So you kind of just have to like have a healthy balance, but also just not completely lose yourself in some shit to where it's like, Now, the smallest thing is like everything is over. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to know who you're dealing with. Like, y'all have to know each other's love language. Even with your friends, you have to know each other's love language. You know what I'm saying? Like I was saying at the beginning of the show, I might be a person that likes to hear, you know, thank you or some type of appreciation for giving you advice, being there for you, whatever, whatever, where somebody else may be the type of person who likes gifts or whatever. So you kind of have to just know and understand your friends and the people that you're dealing with on an intimate level. Because in some situations, friends are like people's family or like their only family, and they don't have nobody. So you have to be able to have healthy communication and be able to really understand the people that you're dealing with. So you know, okay, I know that Brittany's going through something. She might not call, so I need to call her. Or, you know what I'm saying, I know if something ain't right, if I ain't hear from Brittany in 3 days, so let me go ahead and call or text and see what's going on. So you just have to know your friends' patterns. You have to really just understand who you're dealing with, because, like, some people act different when they get in relationships. But if you know that person and you know that, and you know that they was talking to somebody, okay, I ain't talked to Shayla in 2 weeks. Her and Kevin must have hit it off. Let me send a text message real quick and see what's going on. Like, you know, you need to just, you know, you got to know your people. You got to know your people, for real.
Let me tell you something. Okay, I don't know. Listen, I tell any person that I deal with, listen, yeah, I'm everything, but I tell them off the bat, I'm a grade A asshole. There are going to be times, I can't get no more straightforward than that. I tell people, they're like, oh my God, Brittany, yes, yes, thank you. I'm all of it, but I'm also an asshole. I might as well let you know this now. I have my moments where you want to look at me and be like, Brittany is a fucking asshole. And I'll be like, hey, listen, I have a thing about, you know, not knowing how to sugarcoat things. And they could come off a little asshole-ish. And
but
a little insensitive.
You know this about yourself, though.
Yeah, exactly. I tell them, you know, I can sound like an asshole. I can sound condescending. I can sound very sarcastic. And I can sound very insensitive. But I'm telling you this, but the thing is, Bobby, I let you know if I'm playing with you and if I'm not, because I know even though I'm telling you this, you might think I'm being serious with you, but I'll give you the reassurance. Don't take it personal. I'm really just playing with you. My voice is just my voice, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I let it be known, I'm just messing with you. I'm just playing with you. So I hear it in your voice. I hear your voice, you about to get a wedge in your ass. There's no need for that, because I'm just playing with you, okay? I'm just playing with you, so there's no need for all of that, okay? There's no need for you to get in your feelings. It was a joke, boo. It was a joke, okay?
I'm like, calm down, son. Calm down.
Okay, you know, because when I hear it, and I'm like, no, let me just let you know this. It's a joke. But, you know, I just let it be known. I'm going to be me. At the end of the day, if I give you tough love, it's not that I'm trying to be mean. It's because at the end of the day, I just want nothing but the best for you. Okay? I am not the type, if you want to play Ring Around the Rosie with and you're telling me what's going on with you, I'm going to tell you what I hear from both sides, because that's just what it is. I don't care if I'm your friend or not. When you dead ass wrong, we'll tell you. You dead ass wrong. Whether you like it or not, I am not that friend to be like, well, if they're wrong, you know, I'm still going to sit by their side. No, you're not helping them at the end of the day. You're being an enabler. If you can't be yourself, and if you can't tell your friends when the fuck they dead ass wrong, then maybe y'all shouldn't be friends.
And if you can't take that from your friends and the people who care for you in a way of, hey, we just looking out, and you automatically getting fucking in your feelings and wanting to start arguments and talk shit and do all this other sideways bullshit on Facebook, Ain't nobody got time.
Okay.
Ain't nobody got time. Cause bitch, you got my number.
Okay.
You got my number. You can call me on Messenger. How about that?
Okay.
FaceTime me. Send a motherfucking balloon. Send an email.
Okay. Smoke something. Okay, it's like, come on.
But don't send me no indirect ass status on Facebook, cause people just tag me. You gotta tag me.
Oh Lord.
Cause people always wanna such and such. People always wanna do such. Okay, all right. You can add me. You can add me though.
Okay, let me know what's real. Okay. Because I ain't got time for the subliminal. We grow.
I ain't got time for no motherfucking subliminal, bitch. We just had this conversation. Now all of a sudden, you posting a status talk about people. People. But we just had the same conversation. Girl, bye. Oh, how about this one? We just fell out, and all of a sudden now I'm getting all these text messages and phone calls from indirect ass text apps and shit, talking shit about the shit about how you really fucking tell. Girl, bye.
I'm not.
Girl, bye.
We are not doing this.
Girl, bye.
I'm not doing this with you. Not today. Child, let me tell you. Excuse me. Okay. These are the things when you want a strong friend, this is what you're going to get. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I know that I'm not the type to coddle. I am not the type to be an enabler. I will tell you. I'll be like, listen. You know what you're doing, right? I love you. Okay, I love you. You know?
All I can do is keep it 100 with you. What you do after this does not concern me, okay?
You know?
I'm just saying.
And then a strong friend will tell you, too. I'm not going to keep telling you this. A strong friend is going to tell you, we're not going to keep having this fucking conversation.
We ain't gonna keep talking about the same shit now.
Okay. No.
Either you finna get it together, bitch, or you not.
Okay. No. We're not gonna do this.
And
we're
if you're not, then we're not gonna keep talking about this shit.
Okay, you're changing subject. Okay. The only thing I want to hear about that subject is that you had an epiphany. Okay. Okay.
Girl, you was right. That's why I had tried to tell
okay.
you.
Okay. We're not gonna do this. No.
I tried.
Mm-hmm. No. Okay.
Whether you received it or not.
Okay. So.
All I can do is throw you the ball. Now, whether you dribble and cross over and shoot is your damn. That's on you now.
This fool's been crazy. I'm not doing this with you.
Look, that's on you. Whatever you decide to do, once you get the ball, that's on you.
Wherever, if you decide to cross over and dribble,
it's true.
I'm not.
And if you want to get a traveling, and you want to get traveled, I'm just saying.
I'm doing this with you.
I'm just saying.
Whether you cross.
I'm still saying. Okay.
Yes, you know you don't got no man. That's all you know. No ma'am. But it's the truth, you know what I mean? But yes, every now and again, you know, a strong person would like to know that, you know, they are appreciated. You know. And it doesn't have to even be anything big. It could just be the small things. It's the small thing that counts the most, you know what I mean? And stuff. Like, but it's also okay. If you tell some of your friends, I need a break. It doesn't mean I don't love you. It doesn't mean I don't fucking care. At this moment,
You drained the fuck out of me, and I need a goddamn break.
Okay, I just, you know, or, you know, sometimes, look, I'm the type of person, if my friends don't hear from me for a while, it's not that I don't love you. I need my space. I need my clarity, because me being around you all the time.
You had to realign your chakras. I already know.
Or talking to you all the time, you really won't get on my fucking nerves, because it's going
to
be
Yeah, you
got
to realign your chakras sometimes.
Okay. You know.
Because I know I do.
Because, yes, there's going to be things that I'm going to notice, and it's like, I don't want to notice some things about you. So I need some space. We not breaking up. We not doing none of that. Everybody thinks when a person say they need space, it's like we're breaking up. No.
Mm-hmm.
We're not breaking up. I'm not having second thoughts. We're not doing any of that. I just need some me time.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know what? Because people be forgetting, strong people, we got our shit too. We just have to tell a whole bunch of people about it. We might go to one or two people, and even then, we don't go to them for every damn thing. I can tell you that right now.
Okay.
We don't go to them for everything. A lot of the things, we just handle it ourselves. But there's some times we have to get on the phone and be like, bitch.
Let me tell you what
this motherfucker
did.
Okay. Okay, what did I tell you?
Okay.
Let me tell you about this bitch right here.
Okay,
what happened last time? I said, you know what? I'm fucking over it. I'm over it. Okay.
Oh, shit.
I'm over it. I was like, this motherfucker here. I was like, you know what? I'm fucking over this shit. Nope. There comes some times a strong person got to be like, I need a Dr. Phil chair too, okay? It's like, nope. I was just like, nope. Sincere would tell you, I damn sure did text and say, you know what, I ain't doing this shit.
Not again, ho.
Mm-mm. People want to just show their whole ass crack now. Mm-mm. Nope. You know what? Okay.
Like, who is this woman?
And then, you know, because sometimes we got to be told, you know, because I'm a true, like, when it comes to certain things, I'm impulse like hell. And I just need somebody to know, Brittany. Because Sincere will tell you, once I'm gone, I'm fucking gone. They ain't no catching me. It's over. It's over after that. Mm-mm. Nope. But yes, just be mindful that, you know, I think when it comes to strong relationships, don't be selfish in your relationship. I think that's the thing. Stop being so selfish in your relationship. Because it's, you know, let me tell you something. If you can't sit down and call your friends and ask them how they doing, and all you ever do is vent to them about your shit, maybe that's not no friend. They're just convenient to you. Because if they was your friend, you would give a damn about asking them how they are doing. Listen, I tell my bestie all the time, she be talking to these skeezers, and I be like, when's the last time they just asked you how you doing? When's the last time you just had a normal conversation? I say, if you got to think about it, bitch, you should stop calling them your damn friend, because that's not no friend. That's not a friend. You're just convenient. That's all. You don't got to be trying to spend a person's money to use them. You could be used in several ways.
People or just get you a job. Go get a better job. Like, what you got to use somebody else for?
What? Saying, you know, people do. It's like, there, people always just go for the common of how people can be used. A person does not have to use you financially to be using you. You could be used emotionally as well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think people realize that you really can.
Mm-hmm.
It's not always the obvious. That's the thing.
I can get my money back, but my time and my time and the emotional scars that you provide, I can't get rid of that. You feel what I'm saying? Don't do that for real. That's fucked up. I don't even want to know how them people think for real.
It is, no, but honestly, I ask some of my friends this all the time. This person that you're telling me about, I said, do they ever just call you just to call you? Or
mm-hmm.
do they just call you because they want something from you? And I tell them, if you can't sit here and tell me that, no, they just call me just to talk to me, or, you know, they just call me to see how I'm doing, then clearly you have some reevaluation to be doing, because that's not it. That ain't it, Steph.
Yeah.
You know, it's honest.
Mm-hmm. Well, this hour is going by fast. We got like three and a half minutes left.
All right.
I really enjoyed this topic. I'm getting some text messages and stuff. Other people enjoyed the topic. So we'll try to bring y'all more topics. I just be trying to spotlight folks sometimes. So we'll definitely bring y'all more topics. But we definitely just wanted to shine some light on, you know, just making sure that the people that make sure that you're okay are okay. You know what I'm saying? So
okay.
Yes. Just make sure. So, but also our handles are there. Y'all can follow us on Facebook or on Instagram. Just put in Hate It or Love It Show, spelled just like it sounds. No Ebonics or apostrophes or anything like
okay.
that.
Okay.
We may have a website soon. I'm still playing around with some stuff. And, yeah, I got some ideas also for some things we can do over the new year for some people who we aren't able to get on the show due to their schedules. So I'm working on something there as well. And other than that, we're going to have our last show for this year in 2 weeks. It's going to be a great show. We have a guest that a lot of people probably want to talk to coming through. So we'll have that coming to you real soon in a flyer. Shout out to our new graphic designer.
Yes.
Yes. We are very pleased with our new graphic designer. Loving it.
Yes,
loving
we
it,
appreciate
it.
You. Okay.
Okay. Came through in the struggle. Okay. So,
okay.
Yes, yes, yes. So, definitely, we're going to take a break after that show in 2 weeks, and then we'll come back in exactly a month after that. And we're still working on that. Please keep your fingers crossed that we get this guest that we want. Please. So
okay.
We might have to start an email campaign or something for y'all to write in and tell them to do the show or something. But we're going to be working on that on our break and just working on it. I'm going to listen to some of the shows from this year and just see what we need to work on. We're still taking feedback from y'all. Y'all can hit us up at hateditorloveitshow@gmail.com. We only got like one email, but if anybody else wants to provide any feedback or give us any suggestions for guests or anything like that, feel free to. Any of our international listeners who don't get to listen to us live, feel free to email us or follow us on social media so we can hear from you as well. We would love to. You have anything you want to say before we go?
No, you actually said everything that we need to talk about, you know, yeah.
All right, well, we're going to go ahead and leave y'all with some Jimmy Montana. We will be back in 2 weeks, and that will be our final show for 2018, and then we're just going to go ahead and get ready for 2019. But y'all have a good week. We will see y'all back here in 2 weeks, and y'all be good. And meet us back here in one piece. Be blessed.
All right. Bye.
Ladies right here. Killer. That's right. You want to stay moist in the middle? Report to Jimmy Montana and DJ Mary Mac, 5-star.
Things that I plan to do in my fantasies when I close my eyes and I see the things like me handing you some sexy eyes. size and them sexy thighs, shit. Everything about you just feel right. That soft skin and them full lips, shit. I bet them motherfuckers feel real nice. It's probably if I could have my way with you. I'd do the things that I plan to do. In my fantasies, when I close my eyes and I see the things like me handling you. Them sexy eyes and them sexy thighs, shit. Everything about you just feel right. That soft skin and them full lips, shit. I bet them motherfuckers feel real nice. Tell me your secrets and I'll tell you everything that you should know. She said, shut up and go and close the door and come back and take off your clothes. She said, matter of fact, I will help you because you are taking too long. And while she was undressing me, she was undressing shit. And all I could feel was her song.
She called me killer.
Mommy, why you a motherfucking killer?
Yeah.